HHS programs benefit 2.2 million American Indians and Alaska Natives in 567 tribes throughout 37 states. But what role does the HHS Inspector General play in these communities? That's what we're talking about today. I'm Tyler Daniels, and welcome to the HHS IG's podcast. The largest program serving Indians within HHS is the Indian Health Service, which has nearly a $5 billion budget. Other HHS funding is allocated through grant programs to tribes throughout the United States from agencies such as the Administration for Children and Families and the National Institutes of Health.
A unique government-to-government relationship exists between Indian tribes and the federal government. Now, this relationship is grounded in numerous treaties, statutes, federal case law, and regulations.
That's OIG Inspector Kurt Moeller of the OIG Special Investigations Branch. He joined me from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kurt, what types of cases does OIG investigate in Indian country? Can you give us some recent examples of how OIG works these cases?
OIG focuses its work in Indian country to protect tribal members and to ensure that HHS program funds are used appropriately. Now, many tribal members live in rural communities with high unemployment rates, lack of sufficient infrastructure, and inadequate transportation. In such, a lot of the cases that we investigate are related to Indian Health Service employee misconduct of beneficiaries, and fraudulent use of grant funds related to programs in the Administration for Children and Families.
These are programs such as the Low Income Housing Energy Assistance Program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and Head Start.
Now, specifically, we investigate such things as theft of prescription medications in IHS facilities, theft of grant funds by tribal leaders or program directors, and misuse of HHS program funds.
There are several different avenues for tribes to receive federal funds. How does this impact the OIG role of protecting the integrity of these funds?
Now, HHS funds are distributed to the various tribes and their members in a number of ways, including direct block grants to the states, and contracts and compacts with the Indian Health Service.
Many of these funds also cross paths as they come from various HHS programs for the same function. As an example, IHS is able to bill for Medicare and Medicaid to supplement their discretionary funding.
Now, this requires us to look at multiple HHS program sources within IHS.
How is OIG's work in Indian Country evolving for the future?
The Office of Investigations continues to engage in proactive reviews of various grant programs that have a major impact on tribal members in Indian Country.
OIG's Office of Investigations is aided by staff from OIG's Office of Audit Services and Office of Evaluations and Inspections. Past work that OIG has done, specifically in the state of Montana, has involved an Indian Country Grant Fraud Initiative.
With this initiative, we have multiple OIGs that are involved providing assistance to root out waste, fraud, and abuse within U.S. Department of Health programs. And future work that we continue to do is to look at performance improvement in IHS hospitals, dealing with root cause analysis, a study of IHS in poorly performing hospitals, hospital oversight, and also charge card program review, which would be specific to the Indian Health Service.
And what resources are available for members of tribes for more information on OIG's efforts regarding Indian Country?
The HHS OIG website at oig.hhs.gov.
That gives some background on some of OIG's investigations and program work.
In addition, we have tribal outreach initiatives, including OIG staff being present for HHS tribal consultations, training sessions for tribal leaders and employees regarding billing and compliance, tribal listening sessions, and individual one-on-one outreach with tribal leaders and elders regarding specific topics. And I would also like to add, if there is fraud that's identified within programs within HHS, we have an OIG fraud hotline.
That hotline would be 1-800-HHS-TIPS.
Or 1-800-447-8477.
Well, Special Agent Kurt Moeller, thank you very much for your time today.
And thank you.
That's OIG Inspector Kurt Moeller of the Special Investigations Branch, speaking about OIG's work in Indian Country. You can learn more about our work at oig.hhs.gov. I'm Tyler Daniels, and thanks for listening.